welcome to another episode of Seizing Adulthood. It's me, AD.
And me, Perwin.
A weekly podcast where we talk about our misadventures in adulthood so that you can learn from mistakes without having to make them. And we can tell you how not to adult. Welcome to a bonus mini episode this week where we will try our best to make it light as compared to our very heavy and serious episodes for the past few weeks. So we decided to talk about the not-so-fun things people do online.
Yes, that's the one. There are pros and cons of living in a very digital world, but sometimes people forget the basic rules of proper netiquette. And for explanation's sake, netiquette is a combination of the words network and etiquette, and is defined as a set of rules for acceptable online behavior.
In other words, netiquette is basically online courtesy. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're online, the same rules of courtesy and respect you have for people in real life should apply.
Mm-hmm.
It's no doubt that we're constantly and always online, whether it's on our phones, laptops, computers, or other devices. We're either texting someone, doing actual work, scrolling through our feeds or timelines, or even playing games. That's why it can't be helped when we develop some annoying habits.
What are the annoying habits that people should stop doing online? What happens when the border between online and real life gets blurred?
And are there any annoying social media habits you are guilty of doing?
Mm-hmm.
Join us again for this episode as we talk about the expanding world of social media and listen to us tell you
how not to be annoying online.
Some people use their online presence as an extension and sometimes even an enhanced version of themselves. Because when you're online, you can present yourself any way you want to. And of course, some people do this intentionally, which led to the birth of catfishing or the act of creating fake identities.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome to the circle.
Ooh, who do you think will win next week?
Not next week, in a few days.
Oh,
I think the finale is on May 5.
Mm-hmm.
I go for Chloe.
Oh, I'll go for Trevor, the catfish. Anyway, sometimes there are really online habits that people find annoying. So let's start things off with how not to be annoying. Online tip number one. Do not overshare.
Oh, start na pala. Okay. So, first of all, we have to define what oversharing is. And I guess the best or easiest way to define it is for people to basically reveal an unnecessary amount of detail about their personal lives. In other words, TMI, about mm-hmm. some aspects of your life. So mm-hmm. too much information. And before recording, of course, I had to do some research and I found out that according to studies, they say that some people tend to overshare due to narcissistic tendencies or because they have something to prove or probably it's to compensate for something, usually the latter. Many don't even realize that they are oversharing and struggle to read the audience.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we all have that friend online who is always a regular part of our feeds.
Yeah, that one friend.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, AD and I grew up during a time when personal life events can only be told either over the phone or during face-to-face conversations. Yeah.
You make it sound like we're so old.
Somewhat old.
We're not old, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is why kids think that when you're a millennial, you're what? 40. Hello, we just, right. We're not.
Surprise! I'm not 40.
You're barely 30, you idiot. Anyway.
I'm not so sure, but there were times when I'd spend hours on the telephone just doing pointless conversations until the phone starts to feel sticky due to sweat. So yeah, that's what I usually did.
Ew. Oh, anyway.
My friend and I would talk about...
Friend.
well, whatever came into our minds. And other than school interactions, those were the only instances when I got to share stories with other people.
Yeah, I remember there were even times, or there was even a time when sasakit na yung tenga mo. So you transfer the phone to the other ear, and it just doesn't feel the same because hindi yun yung dominant ear mo. Mm-hmm. And usual side. I know. So tiis ka na lang, kasi gusto mo makipag-chismisan or makipag-telebabad sa kalandian mo. Unahan na kita, wag name drop, sinika.
If you know her from earlier episodes.
Yuck.
But the difference is, on my end, I was talking with another guy.
Oh, that, what was that manliness you were talking about?
He was a good friend in grade school. And then lumipat siya during high school and we kind of drifted apart.
So may love of sayang background story.
No, it's not. Now, anyway, nowadays it's possible to document everything that you do in real time and even share it to people who are anywhere in the world.
Like this podcast.
Mm-hmm. The seamless sharing has so many possibilities that sometimes we often tend to share even our most intimate moments.
Yeah.
From weird habits to nudes and dick pics. Not like I did any, by the way. Mm-hmm. The amount of information exchanged daily is endless. And sometimes, because unnecessary information is shared, it can even be used as weapons against us.
Right. So, what are some of the oversharing scenarios?
Dick pics.
I guess that includes posting personal problems online. Like, you know, the ones with cryptic messages with the pagiging factor that get other people intrigued. And then sometimes yung mga close friends pa nagbo-blind items sa comments. So, yeah, things like that. I guess they're toxic to encounter, and I get how people would post their problems as status updates to vent. But if you have a problem with someone or something, the best way to approach it is to talk it out with close friends than to announce it to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, kung gigil ka talaga, I guess it's okay to post rants. But we all know that we all have that one friend who's just known to post toxic shit all the time. Like, actually, magugulat ka pa nga kapag positive yung posts niya.
Uy, masaya siya.
So, yeah, we should avoid doing that because you may be misrepresenting yourself and you may appear as a miserable person to whoever can see your posts.
Yeah, and I personally don't post a lot of things and I have
He has dead accounts.
I have remained a lurker in my social media platforms. And by being a lurker, you tend to see the trend of sharing unwanted or unnecessary information that sometimes you just want to shut them out for good.
So why don't you just, you know, deactivate?
I turned my Facebook notifications off, so it barely exists.
Same
right
mind, but I have to check, you know, once in a while. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sometimes I even go, why don't I see this person anymore? Well, oops, mute ko na pala. I don't really post a lot of things either that are personal. I just reshare dumb and funny shit or memes. And I think the last post I had that was actually a personal post was about the smooth system and efficiency of the vaccination site I went to with my mom. So yeah, that was worth sharing. Like, it was really great. And yeah.
So just remember, always be careful of what you share because you'll never know who's watching and waiting out there to see your post and do whatever the hell they want with it. And remember the quote, a problem requires a solution, not social attention.
Wow, where'd you get that again?
From my great mind.
Google. Right. Point is, we should avoid posting personal issues, problems, or concerns online to attract people's attention. Because, well, honey, here's a reality check. You're not the center of everything to make everyone care about you.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, the attention you get from people who see your posts, if any, are their curiosities rather than their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lahat may pakialam sa'yo. Yung iba, nakikibalita lang or nakikichika lang.
Yes.
That's reality. True. So be conscious and think twice before posting something private or personal so people won't have something nasty to say about you or find you as a toxic online friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for tip number one. Do not overshare.
Okay. Moving on to tip number two. do not post for the sake of posting. Engagement.
Wow.
That is probably the best word I can think of to describe how the world interacts with any content we put out there. The point of making posts is to make a statement, but sometimes oversaturating your feed with pointless contents could hurt your audience eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Posting the same thing over and over again can impact future engagement since your content might feel repetitive. Quality will always beat quantity, if you ask me. And wouldn't it be lovely to have memorable posts rather than an abundance of forgettable content? Yeah, lovely. Just remember, try to make a lasting impression when posting so that people will value and return to your content every time you have something to share.
Mm-hmm. Right. And unless you are an influencer, mm-hmm. it's kind of a trend that people who post a lot are the ones least likely to get a lot of engagement as compared to others who rarely post. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just based on my observation. And siguro kasi umay na nga yung mga tao sa posts nila. Like, I remember I was friends with this couple before and they keep updating their feeds with all their posts. Sometimes it's even the same photo. And since I'm friends with them, with both of them, I see that post twice on different social media platforms. Facebook and sometimes even Twitter.
Damn.
Tapos sa Instagram, post na siya, story pa. Oh. Combo. So you get tired of it. I mean, yeah, a happy couple, everyone gets it. So one day, I don't know, I just noticed I don't see any of their posts anymore. And I was pretty sure I didn't mute or unfriend them. So I don't know, tendency was for me to snoop around. I mean, hello, I'm not gonna wash my hands here. Pretty sure people snoop around. Then everyone I found does. Out that they're no longer together. Ooh. But you see the effect. It's mm-hmm. like people are so used to seeing you guys that it becomes so noticeable when you're suddenly quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And because one time you're so noisy and the next time it's crickets and tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Posting for the sake of posting can tire people out. Just think about the frustration.
Tire people who see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just think about the frustration of seeing someone constantly posting photos of their kids.
And dogs. That's me.
Well, not that I'm angry at kids. Anyway, there's absolutely nothing wrong with sharing your life with people, particularly with your friends online, especially if it's something exciting like an engagement, mm-hmm. marriage, a new baby, a new relationship, or a new milestone or accomplishment. Just try to post in moderation and not for the sake of putting something online.
Yeah.
After all, too much of anything is unbearable. And that's it for tip number 2. Do not post for the sake of posting. Moving on to tip number 3. Do not publicize anything that was sent to you privately.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unspoken golden rule mm-hmm. online. If something is sent to you privately, don't take a freaking screenshot, screen record it and share it with your friends unless it is for safety purposes. I don't know, but just don't.
Mm-hmm. And people share online content on a daily basis. There is a lot of stuff out there for public consumption, but there comes a time when we stumble upon contents that were never meant to be seen by other people. The definition of privacy has definitely changed over the past decade, and we have to be careful what we share, especially if they're not ours.
Yeah.
We might be hurting someone's reputation or ruining someone's life over something that was misunderstood by someone who was not meant to see it.
Yeah.
It's true that online interactions can sometimes have massive repercussions. So the next time someone tells you something in confidence, don't go talking about it behind their backs or sharing what you just talked about.
Yeah. And if you happen to just see something that wasn't meant for your eyes, don't share it if you don't know the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Or call that person out for sharing it to begin with. I mean, let's be honest. This is mainly the reason why nudes of people, mostly girls, are getting leaked. Because some guys think it's fun to share them with their other guy friends and their own little GCs. I'm not saying that it's just the guys who do it, but I'm pointing out that that shouldn't be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's for your eyes only, then it's for your eyes only. Mm-hmm. And that, right, isn't transferable to your friends.
Right. And if you're with a group of friends who do that, you may want to look for another group of friends. Mm-hmm. And that's it for the short but important tip. Tip number 3, do not publicize anything that was sent to you privately.
Moving on to tip number 4, do not overuse hashtags. So I think this is more of an old people thing. Like, I rarely see people our age or even Gen Z's abuse the use of hashtags. Oh my God, I'm losing my voice. Usually, I would see people use 2 or 3 unless it is for marketing or SEO purposes. But for personal posts, yeah, that's basically the acceptable number of hashtags in a single post.
Mm-hmm. And hashtags are used to easily categorize content. Throughout my use of social media, I have seen hundreds of posts that contain more hashtags than the actual caption for it. Using a lot of hashtags for a single post makes it look like spam. And instead of people checking it out more, they might just avoid it altogether.
We also might have spam after this recording.
Yes.
And it's what?
Yes!
12 p.m.
Spam.
Sorry, 12 a.m.
Now moving back to hashtags. Hash browns. Hashtags. Be careful of using popular hashtags to try and gain a wider audience.
Yeah.
Using hashtags without actually knowing. Yeah, sorry. Using hashtags without actually. I'm trying to remember what I said. Usually. Shit, I forgot. Damn it. Using hashtags without actually knowing the context behind them can easily backfire and even send the wrong message.
Finally.
Yes.
Okay. Also, when used correctly, a hashtag can be an effective way to grow your reach or audience, right? So if your account is set to private and you created a hashtag for yourself that you use repetitively for even the most mundane posts, I don't think it serves its purpose, especially since you can't expect your followers to actually use that hashtag to look for a post on your account.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can just easily scroll to look for something. So think about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, hashtags are simply tools to make your content easier to find.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that having your audience feel the value of your post is what always matters by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for tip number 4. Do not overuse hashtags. Before we move on to tip number 5, let us read the responses from our listeners and followers on Instagram.
Thank you.
As usual, a few days ago, we asked 3 questions and we will be reading out some of the answers. We also asked people if they wanted to remain anonymous or not.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first question, it was it wasn't a question. We were asking people to state one thing that people need to stop doing online.
Ooh.
So before anything else, again, we apologize for not being able to read out all the responses. And let's read out some of the answers.
Yes.
So for the first one. Okay, phone. This one is from Nadine. She's one of our resident cover art illustrators. And she said, posting pictures of strangers without their permission and making fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that. That's mean.
My turn. Let me see. Next is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous. And this person said, I have a friend who uses my account to like her posts. And she does the same thing with accounts of other people.
Okay, wow. That's weird. Wait, so she uses your account? Like, does she know your passwords? Or does she have access to your accounts?
Creepy. Creepy magic.
But the thing is, what do you actually gain from doing that?
Another like to make myself feel another dose of instant self-gratification, I guess. ego boost plus one. Pero buhat ng sariling bangko.
Sariling sikap. Ego boost.
Yeah, sariling sikap. S-S-E-B.
Tama na. Nina. Okay, next
it
is from... wait. Okay, so this username is... _moodin. And the response is, oh, responses were, because there were two responses from this person. Cancel culture and catfishing. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the circle.
Okay, next one. Another one is from Shorebot.
Hello.
Tagging friends' names as comments in public pages or posts.
Yeah, but sometimes that can't be avoided because I guess you're just trying to get the attention of your friends. Mm-hmm. But
I think it depends.
Yeah, but it can be annoying if you're the one being tagged and you have nothing to do with it.
And it's being done to you daily.
Next one
is from Jex1Ray. And the response is, judging someone right away. Nakita lang may nagawang masama, dami na agad nasabi. Di naman nila kilala.
Yeah, this is true. People start taking sides when they don't even know the truth. The truth. I want spam. Hirap. Anyway, another one is from... Oh my god, Vampea. I'm so sorry if we're botching your handles, your names. Mm-hmm. But this is from VEMPPEA. So is it Vempi or Vampea or Vampea?
Vempi.
Okay, hello. And the response is... people acting as if they are the moral compass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so some people really do that, especially in the comment section of Facebook posts.
Keyboard warriors.
So the next one.
Okay, so the last response is from Janine Rogando. And she said, spreading fake news. And Janine, that is so true, since is actually related to our last tip. And that is tip number 5. Do not spread misinformation.
Featuring Taco. Okay, he left.
Yawning boy.
Okay, what was tip number 5?
Do not spread misinformation.
Okay, so in a world where everyone is so dependent on the things they find online, there really is a real danger when it comes to being misinformed and spreading wrong information. That's why it's so important to fact check before sharing anything or believing in anything. Mm-hmm.
That is probably the biggest thing to avoid on social media. Nowadays, it's easy enough to stumble upon some random article or video and assume that whatever its message is 100% true. And sometimes, without proper research, it gets shared like wildfire, and an epidemic of misinformation is easily spread to a large community. We always have to view things with a grain of salt, since there are so many peddlers of misinformation out there that brainwashing masses has been a lot easier to do over the last decade. Try not to join the herd of
yes-men.
Have an opinion of your own. Always be diligent enough to do your research. And if a so-called influencer has been known to spread fake news and baseless rumors, then maybe it's best to avoid that for your own good. Always remember, if it walks like a duck, acts like a duck, and quacks like a duck, chances are it's probably a rumor-mongering duck.
Wow. I don't know how I'm supposed to react to that, but sure.
Yay!
We also have to consider that all of us have innate cognitive biases, which can cause us to overlook facts even when sometimes they're presented to us very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess we just have to be very mindful of the things we see, the things we post, and the things that we share.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing to remember is that sometimes when we just simply reference the source of whatever information we have, we think that it's already like credible. But no, we also have to verify the source's credibility to avoid spreading more misinformation.
Right. And that's it for tip number 5. Do not spread misinformation. Before we end this episode, let us read out some responses from the last two questions we asked our followers. For the question, can you share a negative experience you had online that people could learn from? We decided to just read out one answer kasi ang haba ng sagot niya. And this response is from RJ Bernardo. Hi, RJ.
RJ. Wait, so do I read it?
Yeah.
Or do you read it?
No,
go ahead. So he said, around the time na-release yung Spider-Man 2 movie, Wait, so is this the...
Like Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
Too. Okay.
I was browsing through FB. Tapos, may nakita kong cryptic post from an acquaintance about the movie. Without intending to, nakita ko sa comment na may nag-spoil ng movie. Papanoorin ko na dapat the next day. So, being the nice person that I am, ha 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 ha. I'm just reading this verbatim, okay? Nag-comment ako sa post thanking them for spoiling the movie for me. Sabay attach ng picture ni Stone Cold Steve Austin giving two middle fingers. Who's that?
316.
Stone Cold!
No, who's that? I'm asking.
He's a wrestler.
See? Stone That's Cold. The answer.
Stone.
Anyway, Stone ha ha Stone. Ha. Then, nag-comment back yung kakilala ko blaming me na kasalanan ko yung nangyari since I read the post and comment. Medyo nabobo ko sa logic niya kasi sila nag-post at comment nun in public. When you post something in public, odds are may makakabasa na ibang tao. Sa sobrang pagkabwisit ko, I unfriended that person and never ko kinausap ulit. Moral of the story is, don't post or comment without thinking of the consequences it might create. Or you can also say, na toxic akong tao for giving those fucks what they deserve.
Yeah, they deserved it pretty much.
Okay, so thank you, RJ, for sharing your experience.
Okay, moving on to the final question. Are there any annoying social media habits you are guilty of doing?
So, wait, I have an answer for this one before we read out the responses. So mine is probably... whenever I'm given the chance, I share tacos photos.
Ooh, yeah, that's it. True. I actually don't go online, so I don't think I have anything annoying. Well, other than me posting really bad Call of Duty Mobile matches.
Where?
You don't know it yet. Because I've been doing it for the past 5 days. Oh, I haven't uploaded that one match. You'll see it somewhere. It's somewhere out there. It's public.
I'm not going to look for it. Whatever.
You don't have to look for it. Okay. This response is from Ian Jelly
Ace.
Ace. Jelly Ace. Sorry, I'm butchering your name. If my issue ngayon like sa mga influencers, I take time makinig sa news about it. Oh.
Chica.
Another response is from dumpling.ducks.
Hi, Yael.
It takes me 3 days to respond to people.
Same girl. It takes me 5 days.
As much as possible, I try to respond as early as I can.
But you don't need to check your stuff.
Well, that's just me. Yeah, as early as I can. Your turn.
Oh, okay. So next one is from... Wait, I can't... I don't know how to read.
Can I see?
RJSHMNRL.
RJSHMNRL.
RJSHMNRL. So I'm so sorry if I'm botching your name. But anyway, she said... Posting silly videos and selfies. Same, I do the same. I do the same, but not of myself. I post Herwin's dumbass videos all the time.
Oh God, like the one
you like them. You ask me to do that. Yes. See, excuse me.
I should make my own TikTok soon. Maybe
Herwin in the parking lot.
Herwin running Herwin.
Watch H go. Okay, whatever.
My husband.
Okay, let's read out. One more. Oh, this one is from Zulat Luna. Ooh, nice name. So she said, viewing my own IG stories or posts every hour after I post them because I'm just overly conscious. Oh, girl, don't be. I'm pretty sure you look great in those photos.
Yeah, just flaunt it, girl. Yeah. Again, if you want to join the conversation next time, please follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Seizing Adulthood.
Yeah, please do follow us. So be mindful of the things you do online because, well, you're still representing yourself. Also, I just realized that the scariest thing about the online world is, of course, anonymity. Mm-hmm. Because that's like one thing not available in real life.
Unless you're a spy.
Being anonymous gives anyone the ability to post anything without consequences. So I guess the takeaway from all this is to just really be careful, mindful, and conscious of the things you post online because sometimes you may be doing things that are annoying for some.
Yeah, it may be your page, your account, and your life, but sometimes you really have to think more than twice before posting anything as it may have repercussions. Before we end this episode, let us go through the tips mentioned earlier for how not to be annoying online.
Tip number one, do not overshare.
Tip number two, do not post for the sake of posting.
Tip number three, do not publicize anything that was sent to you in private.
Tip number four, do not overuse hashtags.
And finally, tip number five, do not spread misinformation. Again, we hope you learned something from this episode and our misadventures online. Mm-hmm. Please join us again in a few days, not next week, in a few days, we talk about
fandoms.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You will get to hear people we interviewed talk about their fandoms.
Mm-hmm. And we have someone from the army.
You can't say the army. That sounds like she's from a military background. No, an army. Sorry. A BTS fan.
Sorry. Okay. An army. Sorry. We also have a Funko collector, an MTG player.
And Magic the someone Gathering. Who has a lot of experience with the idol culture and is an MNL 48 supporter. Mm-hmm. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah. Don't be like me. So those are a lot of people to watch out for.
Yeah.
So see you in a few days.
Yeah. Until next time, AD out.
Bye.
Music by Joshua Benzon.
Editing by